Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday, the 1st of October. I'm going to smack Bad Bob here in a second because he let September, as he has, he's let everything get away from him one more time. And next thing you know, Bad Bob, 2012 is gone.
It's a frightening thing.
My
God.
That's
a beautiful screensaver.
530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is a beautiful screensaver. How'd you do that, Bad Bob? Is that your picture?
That's part of the Windows 7.
The Windows 7, isn't the one? Isn't that the one you curse all the time?
No, actually, Windows 7 works better than Windows has for quite some time.
But what is it that you curse every Monday when you come in here?
There are updates that mess up our little computers that we use for streaming and recording and things like that.
So that's what you curse.
Oh, okay.
That's what
it's the update. That's right. What's happening.
But speaking of a real update, somebody that is here on the 1st of October in bright orange and great colors and her hair up. Gosh.
Well, you know what? It's October. I like it when a Monday and the first of the month fall on the same day. I don't know.
It seems like that's the way it should start.
It should always be.
It should always start on a Monday, the first day of the month.
It's October 1st, and this is one of my favorite months of the whole year. I love October. We're really excited as well, you know, when the colors change and everything. And we're in a couple weeks going to be able to go back to Tennessee over the weekend to Carl's youngest nephew is getting married. His sister has two boys. You know, we went... What, 3 or 4 years to your oldest nephew's wedding?
I think it was like 4 years ago.
It was in Nashville.
They just had their second little baby.
Yeah.
This last week.
Like, yes. Induced. Mikey. And very healthy and 8 pounds and six ounces or something like that. Darling, they're sending pictures and very excited. So then their youngest son. Well, many children do when they're little. They're squished. And so in case you're wondering and you're just tuning in, it's currently 59 degrees downtown Reading. And today, you know, you've been hearing about it. It's just that it's freakazoid, almost 100 degrees we're looking at climbing to today. And clear tonight with temperatures around 80. That's our low.
Around 80. But Sunday.
Oh, no, 60. I'm sorry. Okay, Put on those other glasses.
I was going to say, that was a little bit warm. But, you know, by this coming weekend, they're talking in 79, 80. So maybe fall is going to arrive.
90 on Thursday. And then we'll do a further, you know, further reaching forecast. But the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And we want to thank everybody who came out on Friday night. Place was packed. We danced all night. It was wonderful. Musicians were great. Andy Uli and Lou White and Bob Cassandra, they all rocked out.
You may check the Facebook because there may be photos of things you don't even want to see on there from Friday night.
It was fun. So thank you for that. And we're going to be having all kinds of wonderful events coming up in October that we're going to be talking about. Kind of kick off. Wednesday, of course, who knows, the big night. Presidential debate.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit here in the morning. But first, we need to talk to our super advisor from Wells Fargo Advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 148 points at 13,585. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 16 at 1457. And the NASDAQ is positive 30 at 3146. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 25 cents at $9.08 and Sprint Nextel down 14 cents at $5.38. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 3 cents. at 16.56, and North Valley Bank is up 15 cents at 13.65. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.84%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is up $15.20 at 17.89.10. Silver is up 55 cents at 35.13, and crude oil is up 59 cents at 92.78. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Ready Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Okay, Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo Advisors are located out there on Park Marina Drive. They're on our show here Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back. I've got some comments. We've got also comments on Ducky Derby. And isn't it remarkable, or is it too early for the record searchlight to come out and come out in favor of President Obama? Obviously not. We'll be back in a minute.
Diner. Here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our home-style meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
October 1st.
Ooh, you know what? It's not every show that gets its own. We even run our own commercials for ourselves in the middle of our show. And I was thinking, what show is that? I want to listen to that.
7:14 in the morning here.
Carl and Linda Bott.
I love it. October 1st, boy, now we're just 3 days, 3 months away. I know you're probably doing the countdown, but this is a great time of year when the colors change again. And so we're going to take your calls this morning. In fact, we've got a caller right now live on the line. Charles, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Remember that unenforceable ordinance that's been discussed a few times last month?
Yeah, about the stop. You can't smoke in the parks.
It's up for discussion at the city council meeting tomorrow night.
Well, I wonder what they're going to do with that. You know, here's my thing.
I know what Missy MacArthur's going to do with it. She's never seen a smoking ordinance she didn't like.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, what Paletti said, he says, you know, right now people are smoking marijuana in there. There's nothing we can do about it. But guess what? You know, if it's medicinal, they can go over and check and see if it's medicinal marijuana. And if it is, you know what, the part that I don't smoke in a park. I don't smoke. But the thing is that what if what if they are smoking? So what? What are you going to do? Tell them to stop? What if they ignore you? You're going to call a cop? No. Or if you do, if the police can't get to a break-in for 35 or 40 minutes, you think they're going to spend a lot of time coming down and telling people, stop smoking, or I will give you a citation.
This rationale that, you know, we need this as a tool to go after marijuana smokers, what's next? Are we going to ban people from drinking soda pop in order to deal with open container violations?
Of course. Yeah, we are.
What about banning people from eating fast food because somebody might drop a wrapper on the ground?
Yes. Yes. I mean, No. These are all true. Why don't you bring that up? Tell them, when are you going to ban frankly, I hope they do that because we know exactly how long it takes to eat a burrito from the Taco Bell. It takes them one block because when they hit in front of the place, they dump their Taco Bell trash into our flowers here at the station. It takes them one block to eat it. So I think they should ban takeout food. I'm agreeing. Let's ban it because it ends up on the ground.
I've got something I want to say, but I'm trying to figure out to do with being in an elevator with somebody who just had some of that takeout.
There you go. We should ban gas. Greenhouse gas. And somebody gets in an elevator with you, that right there ought to be a fine.
A citation.
Hey,
Oh, if this is a scenario that may elevator and somebody has left, but they left. Yeah. Tomorrow night.
You flash close.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Hey,
and
members.
I'm not too sure how long this show lasts.
Also, quickly, what happened in this day in history was the Nazi war criminals were brought to justice, to Nuremberg, and also who could ever forget? Wish we had the bump music for that. Who's that?
Johnny Carson. Debut?
His debut as the Tonight Show host in 1962.
Wow. He's the best. I don't care. You know, Leno and Letterman should just, they should be on their knees every day thanking Carson for starting. Okay. We got to take a quick break. Oh, wait a minute.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No,
that was a good way to quit.
Here's one. Scientific American reports that radio will soon be used to transmit music to the home. 1920.
Wow. Now we project everything, even our thoughts. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about 2000. We've reached a horrible milestone in Afghanistan of 2,000 Americans dead. And we're going to talk about what General Allen said, the one that heads up our battle there. We're also going to talk about our economy, what the governor's been signing, and what about the attack in Benghazi? Why does the story keep changing, President Obama? We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twinview off of I-5 or visit their website at reddingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great icy drink. It's going to be cold, getting cold here, so that coffee's important. And, of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Unfortunately, we hit a milestone in Afghanistan. 2,000th American was killed in Afghanistan over the weekend. Now, General Allen, who is heading up the war in Afghanistan, says, "Hey, we're here to fight. We're here to take our risk, but we're not here to get murdered." And that's essentially is what's happening. And what are we hearing about the war from either Romney or Obama, but especially Obama? President Obama, Commander in Chief, what is your purpose there? What is your exit strategy, and what do you want to accomplish? We hear more about taxes of somebody running against you than what you're going to do about the war in Afghanistan. Now, let's take this down another step. How about Benghazi? More and more information is coming out from everywhere except the administration. Why did it take so long to say it was a terrorist attack? And now we're finding out that these attacks went on for 4 hours. We found out is that the ambassador was separated from his security team, where they had to run across a bullet-swept courtyards to try and find him, and still didn't get to him. And how did he get drugged? How he was drugged through the streets, and where were the security people? Why was all this going on? You're talking about everything. You know what? You've made enemies out of people who are successful in business. Those people that make $250,000 a year, that evil 1%. And you're not talking about our true enemies, Al-Qaeda. Fundamentalist Islamics who want to kill us, who want to destroy our way of life. Where is your emphasis on that instead of these people that are successful in business? Why is that? Why do you pick that? Your whole Middle Eastern, your whole foreign relations policy, foreign policy is coming apart. Egypt, look at that. Libya, everything is coming apart. Iran, wanting is moving quickly to get nuclear weapons. And what happens? What are we doing? You don't even take phone calls. You don't even meet, I should say, with the Prime Minister of Israel or any other major leader when you were in New York the other day at the United Nations. You're too busy being on The View. At what point is enough enough there? And then this is what kind of bothers me. On the front page of the Record Searchlight says, Obama powerful. I think the exact way. Obama seizes upper hand. That's your headline, home stretch. Well, what is this based on? This is an Associated Press, one person writing it. What's the basis for the Record Searchlight to put that on the front page? Here's the basis for them saying that. It's a review of polls. It's TV advertising. They do analysis of TV advertising. And numerous interviews with campaign and party officials. Excuse me. Do you think any of that might be a little bit biased? And that's the front page? That's on the front page. And then the other one. Economy sends conflicting signs. The economy is not sending conflicting signs. We're still at 8.1% unemployment. Real unemployment is like about 15%. People are not buying. They said consumer spending is up a little bit. Well, you know why? The cost of gas. That's why. If you take out the cost of gas, it is just dead level. There are no jobs being produced, or so few, it makes no difference. And the numbers of people still looking for unemployment in that first week or that first time is still well over 300,000. What is so good about that? Somebody call me and explain to me, write to me, and tell me what is so great about this administration where we have ambassadors slaughtered, we have people murdered, and you can't tell us why we're, you know, how we're going to get out of Afghanistan or what we're supposed to leave. The economy is in the toilet. Somebody tell me, and if 67% of the people think the country's going in the wrong direction, how can the paper and mainstream media say that Obama is the man for the job? Anybody, somebody, how can you tell me that Obama is the man for the job? And beginning January 1st, let's go this way. January 1st with sequestration, 1 million jobs go away in the defense industry. And you know what? They're supposed to 60 days out. And there's a law that says you have to send out layoff notices. Well, guess when that is? October 27th. Guess what the administration said? Don't send them out. Well, we can be sued. We'll take care of that. If you're sued, we'll take care of that. They have to, by law, send out layoff notices. And now the administration is telling them not to do it. Because if the sequestration goes through, that means 1 million people, that means 1 million layoff notices go out. And Obama is, you know, they're fighting like hell to keep that from happening. My friends, this, you know, I don't see any success here. He's been at it for 4 years. He told us if certain things weren't done by this point, he should be a single-term president. It's true. He should be a single-term president. I'm just going by what he says. You know, you want to believe Obama? Believe that. Believe what he says. All right. How much time we got here? 20 seconds?
Oh, about 35 seconds.
Okay, 35 seconds. Let's see what else can I get. Oh, Ducky Derby. Good news.
Raised a great amount of money.
About $176,000.
Fantastic.
That's great. We like our Ducky Derby people here. We were in support of that big time. As was everybody else in town, obviously. Hey, Carl and DeBob, we'll be back right after these messages and a little bit of the business news.
Fox Business Network. Wall Street is kicking off the fourth quarter on a high note. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up triple digits. Meanwhile, Tenet Healthcare shares are getting a boost after announcing a series of new financial initiatives. The company approved plans for a $500 million stock repurchase, a 1-for-4 reverse stock split, and issued $800 million worth of new debt. Tenet also expects to put $400 million toward new acquisitions. And cloud-based human resource software company Workday set price targets for its Wall Street debut. The Silicon-based company plans to sell 22.75 million shares and could fetch as much as $24 each. At the midpoint of the expected range, the offering will raise about $512 million, valuing the company at $3.6 billion. Workday will trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker WDAE. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Maceda.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-6071. That's 1-800-620-6071.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Want to shake up state government? Elect a state senator who'll fight for us instead of caving into the liberal power brokers.
Dan Logue beat the Liberals to stop $60 billion in new taxes.
He showed Jerry Brown how failed Liberal policies chase jobs out of the state.
That's why Tom Del Beccaro, chairman of the Republican Party, endorsed Dan. Called him the right choice to fight Sacramento's irresponsible spending.
Why Congressman Tom McClintock said, Dan Logue is one of the great forces in Sacramento. Californians could not have a more fearless or energetic defender against overreaching bureaucracy than Dan Logue.
It's why farmers count on Dan to kill Southern California schemes to steal our water.
Why the California Republican Assembly knows Dan Logue will never back down from the fight to secure our borders.
A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Rifle Association.
Shake up Sacramento.
Dan Logue for State Senate.
Jobs, not taxes.
Paid for by friends of Dan Logue for Senate 2012.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. First of October, this portion of the show is
brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. What can I say? Are you getting enough for your money? Do you get a lot for your dollar? Most people look for a full service at a competitive price and a reliability and flexibility that comes with a full service company. Remember, if the price seems too good to be true, it probably is. Well, in Reading here, Shasta Gas Propane is going to take care of you and take care of your needs. They offer senior discounts and veterans discounts. Shasta Gas and Propane, or excuse me, Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. It's going to be getting cold soon. You need to get out there and get up to the propane people. All right, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you this
morning?
Good morning,
Henry. Thank you. What's on your mind this 1st of October?
Well, the 1st of October, I'm thinking about politicians in general, and they keep telling me what they're going to change, but they don't tell me how they're going to change it. Have you got a comment on that?
Well, they have, you know, some specifics, but, President Obama, I don't know what he, you know, he hasn't said he's going to change anything. I mean, we got our change back, I think, 3 years ago.
He told us we were going to have change when he got in, and we sure did.
Yeah, how's that hopey changey thing working for you?
Well, it's not working for me very well.
Must be working for somebody. And here's the thing I go back against. You know, we have these people that are killing Americans everywhere all over the world, and yet our true enemies that you see in the papers and the advertisements from the Obama campaign all the time happen to be those people that are successful in business, that make $250,000 a year or more. Those are your enemies, Henry.
People that hire people.
Well, no, Henry. Those are our enemies. They're the ones that are running our country.
Well, that's his opinion. You know, I think that Khrushchev was correct when he said the United States will destroy itself from within.
This country is too big, too good to destroy itself. I have strong faith in America, no matter what. So, Henry, you got to run. We got some guests here, but thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
all
sir.
All right, Henry. Good. Always great
and
to have you.
You know what? I do believe that this country can overcome almost anything.
We have to stand united. We've got to, we have to keep our faith strong. We have to keep our values strong, and help out our neighbor and help our.
Keep your powder dry.
Keep your what?
Keep your powder dry.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Keep gas in your tank.
So that's what you two get for you walked in into the middle of this one.
We certainly did, didn't we?
You need to realize that's what it is. You never know, and it's going to get really fiery here before the elections, I'm sure.
Well, you know what? The thing is I just don't, you know, it starts on Monday. You know, I don't read the paper on Sunday, and I come back Monday, and I read this stuff, and I go, ah. Anyway, hey, we're here at the Family Justice Center, which is why we're here, part of being that community radio station, finding out what's happening here with Michael Burke and Sonny Hunt.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
What's up?
Well, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center really want to bring an awareness to our community. 1 in 3 women are affected by family violence at some time in their life, and it's about time to put an end to this. And part of it, through the Shasta Family Justice Center, we opened 2 years and 1 month ago. We're over 7,000 visits for service during that time. We merged with the Women's Refuge in January of 2012, and since that time, the number of people seeking services has increased exponentially. I mean, it's very sad there's such a need in our community, but I'm so glad we're here to service that need. And what we've been able to do with all of our on-site partners is help victims break that cycle of violence, break that cycle of abuse in their families. If we can make strong kids like Camp Hope that we've talked about on this show, then we can make strong community. And nobody deserves to ever be hit or have a hand raised against them. And it's very scary that most women are in more danger in their own homes than they are walking the streets. Because domestic violence, you know, like I said, it's 1 in 3 are affected somehow. 1 in 4 are actually domestic violence. And during Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we've partnered with Sunny and downtownreading.com Fill a Bag, Feed a Family. And what this is, at the Family Justice Center, at the Women's Refuge Shelter, we're really running low on food. When people come in and they're hurt and they need services, what we want to do is be able to get them nourished so their brains are fresh and can really move forward. And both of our food pantries at the Family Justice Center are just about empty. And the shelter is in need of food. Our shelter has hit just epidemic numbers. I mean, it's full almost all the time right now. And it's starting to get colder. And so people will probably come in more, and we just need to be able to feed them. So Sonny will tell you a little bit about what we're doing. It was an idea that they came to us with, and we love them for it.
Okay, but give us just a minute to sell stuff, and we'll come right back, and we can do a whole segment with you, Sonny. We'll be right back, Carl, on the Bob. We're talking Family Justice Center. It's fill a bag with food, because the pantries are getting a little bit empty.
After 2 years, Bigfoot is back. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Crowdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Plus, the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse, this coming Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs. And it's absolutely free. That's this coming Thursday night, 6 p.m., in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice, cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palosidro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, it's going to be, what did you say it was going to be today, honey, 100 degrees?
It's supposed to be
100 degrees today in October.
Absolutely. The weather looks like we are reaching about 100 today with the temperatures around 60 tonight. And then tomorrow we'll be around 98. And the next day we just incrementally slightly going down. And it's not like we're going to be holding at 100, but still today is one of those record-breaking. The humidity is going to be about 49%.
I'm sweaty here today. What's going on? Is that me or?
It's you.
Well, you know what? What happens when it gets really hot? Who do you call? Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you're sweaty, call Alliance. Our buddies down there at 221-2642. They believe in quality. They believe in keeping your house cool. And now they're going to, you know, get your heating system. Okay, cooling system's okay. What about that heating system? You need to have somebody take a look at that because it's going to start getting cold. Again, give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Sonny Hunt, from Downtown Reading.
DowntownReading.com. DowntownReading.com.
Well, okay, DowntownReading.com. I got it now. And Michael Burke from the Family Justice Center.
Good morning.
Talking about fill a bag, feed a family. So, Sonny.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
DowntownReading.com is sponsoring Fill a Bag, Feed a Family to support the community. And we have 34 drop spots that folks can come and bring non-perishable goods to go to the Shasta Women's Refuge and the Shasta Family Justice Center. So our team downtown is pulling together to ensure that no one goes hungry over the winter and that the folks in need are able to have food over the winter. Their cupboards are bare, so we are doing that. I have a list of 34 different local businesses that are in support of this, and you can go to www.downtownreading.com to find that list and to find out exactly what the shelter needs. So we appreciate your support on this, and pass the word on all the social media we have. Let all your friends know and tell them to tell their friends, and look for Fill a Bag, Feed a Family.
All right. I think that's on Facebook, too, like you said, in the social media. I know that I've received it, and I'll send it out on mine. So, Michael, tell us, you've got your pad open there. You've got a lot more things you want to get on while you're on this segment here of what's going on this month.
Well, and before we go there, I just want to thank Sunny and DowntownReading.com for all they've done. They came to us, and they said, what can we do to help? And as you guys know, this is such a loving and giving community. What did you say? 35 downtown locations are taking food for victims of family violence. And that food will probably last us through the new year. It's just an amazing thing. So if you do go downtown, if you spend time down here at all, grab a can of food out of the cupboard, bring it in with you to Tapa's or to Mosley Cellars or even here. I think you guys are one of our drop stations. And if you're not, you
we
could
are.
Be.
We're one of your drop stations.
Fantastic. And there's a whole list of all of the places online. As Sunny was saying with the social media, we're going to make sure everybody knows where to go downtown to do this. So we can't thank you enough. And there's a lot of cool activities this month to really bring the awareness forward. Besides the Fill a Bag, Feed a Family, we're doing Big Bike Weekend. We'll have a booth out there. Now, because I know that the bikers are really good about food drives and carrying food in their motorcycles, we're not actually equipped at the booth we're going to have for that, but what we are going to be equipped for is to take donations to buy food. So we'll be out at Big Bike Weekend. Probably you guys will too, is my guess.
Yeah, we're doing a lot with Big Bike Weekend.
Yeah.
We've got a big.
I figured
yeah.
so.
Yeah, we got a big presence there.
So stop by our booth, learn about the Family Justice Center, the Women's Refuge, learn about DowntownReading.com, and we're also doing a live remote with you two on October 19th from 7 to 9 at the Out West Furniture parking lot. That's the old Miller Auto Center right by Starbucks there. Across the street from Dutch Bros.
Down the street here.
Yeah, right down the street.
I mean, we can walk there.
And you can drive through in your cars on the way from driving your kids to school or driving to work and drop off some food. We know it's going to help. We're going to have a big trailer out there to bring everything in. We're also doing something up in Shingletown. You know, the Shasta County's big, and DV is a problem all over the county. And so the Shingletown Sheds Light on Domestic Violence is October 4th. At the Shingletown Library from 5:30 to 7:00. And I'm really excited about Melissa on the Roof. We're going to get Melissa in here to talk to you guys. On the Friday the 5th, she's going up on the roof of Mary's Pizza Shack in Anderson for the fourth time, this time to help victims of family violence. She saw our Camp Hope video and knows that those kids that come through the Family Justice Center need hope. And she's helping us raise money for that. And so she'll be on the roof for 27 hours. I think one of the cool events for there is right now you can go down to Mary's Pizza Shack in Anderson and you can buy raffle tickets. And the movie theater down there, Valley 11, is giving us 100 free movie tickets.
Wow.
So for a buck, you can win 100 free movie tickets. So we're going to be selling those during the event also. And on Saturday, the South County firefighters are all coming together, and they're going to be serving meals at Mary's Pizza Shack and collecting tips. It's a Tip a Firefighter event, and all the tips go to Melissa's efforts to help us. And then on October 11th, the Shasta Women's Refuge does their annual Vanity Fair event.
Yes.
It's just $50. There's tickets available. You can go on to ShastaWomensRefuge.org to get tickets, and that's from 5 to 8 at the Riverview Country Club. And then we're also going to hold an open house on October 24th at the Family Justice Center to let the community take a look at how we've grown. We started September 1st of 2010 with 6,000 square feet. When we just expanded a little bit downstairs to put our education department in the Family Justice Center because prevention's the key. And we're going to hold a community event. We'll be taking food at that event also to help our efforts. And it's going to be from noon to five, just an open house. We're going to have refreshments. We're going to have dignitaries on hand. But we'll have our Voices Survivor group. It's just going to be a lot of awareness to really make sure that victims of family violence feel like they have a place to go. They feel like they're not alone. And, you know, it takes an average of seven times.
Tell us again, yeah, for somebody who may be driving in a car, where you're located, what somebody can do right now if they're thinking, I just can't bear it anymore, or I know of somebody, and it's just, you know, they could really use, they could use some help, or they could use someone to talk to. What's the number to call, and where are you located?
Well, if it's an emergency, call 911. Get out of the situation as fast as you can. We also have a crisis line number at 244-0117. It's 24 hours, and when it's not business hours, we have a great volunteer force that mans that number, or woman's that number, whichever you want to say. But the volunteer force is amazing with the telephone number. That's 244-0117. We are located in the Market Street Promenade at 1670 Market Street, Suite 300, right above Leatherby's in the atrium. We're open 8:30 to 5.
There's a big sign, too, on the back as you're driving by. If you're on California Street, you can see it.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Michael Burke from the Family Justice Center and Sonny Hunt from downtown Shasta.
Thanks so
downtown
much.
Reading.
Downtown
That's
Reading.
That's what I really meant.
All right.
I'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops. Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window could be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, October 1st. 7:55 in the morning. It's currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have triple digits this morning.
October 1st.
Well, you weren't here, so you didn't see that it actually went right into, like, the downbeat.
Oh, is that right?
It
oh,
was
okay.
right into
oh,
the
okay.
downbeat.
I wasn't, you're right.
Yeah, it was like
was
the kickoff to the beginning of the song. Cool.
Yeah, hey, if you
well, have, well, anyway, welcome to our, you know, the first day of the first of the, well, gosh, we're in the 10th month.
It's no wonder. We're having a little tongue-tied here because
yeah.
it's the beginning of the month.
It's full, been a full moon.
Full moon. First day of the week.
Hot.
First of October.
Yeah.
I'm sweaty. Why am I sweating here? It's like 4 degrees and you can hang meat in here and I'm sweating. My ears are sweating.
Oh.
Well. Bob chewed my ass out in front of people. I can't believe that. He talks to me like a four-year-old. Bob, where are you? I was just making sure I do not have to repeat this again.
Well, you were tasked.
Generally,
computer.
The colonel wants to know all the information.
Said, why is just Bob answering the phones? All you had to say was, I told him to. Oh, that's good enough.
Busy.
That was enough. Just, I told him to. No, because it was. And I'm like, oh.
So now you know how it feels.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I resemble that. What's Jerry Brown done lately? What's Jerry Brown done lately?
Don't talk like that. I'm not a Marine.
I don't talk to people like that.
I'm not a Marine.
What's Jerry Brown done lately? Give me that piece of paper.
Now
give me that piece of paper.
He just picks the verbal bayonet.
Yeah, just give me that piece of paper. Hey, guess what? If you're an undocumented alien, in other words, you, it says undocumented immigrant or a lost traveler, I call them illegals. You'll be eligible for driver's licenses under legislation signed by Governor Jerry Brown. Ask the state of New Mexico how that's working for them. They have become a magnet state. Of course, our population of California, we have the largest number of illegals here anyway, so it shouldn't make any difference. It affects an estimated 400,000 illegals expected to meet the requirements of President Obama's new Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which means DREAM program. That's the one that if they pick up a illegal and they say, I'm in the dream, they have to turn them loose. It's a dream for them. I don't know if it's a nightmare for the rest of us. And this is by Gil Cedillo. To give illegals, why do they call them undocumented immigrants? They're here illegally. Illegals. Anyway, what can I say? There's more. What else did Governor Brown do for us this weekend? Oh, he signed Senate bill now to allow resentencing of some juvenile murderers sentenced to life in prison without parole. It would allow some offenders to petition for a resentencing hearing if they were minors. So, if they see, they cannot be released until they serve at least 15 years in prison. And they cannot petition until they've done 15 years in prison. Okay. He did veto legislation to allow California children to have more than two legal parents. Wouldn't that have been great? I have 12 legal parents now. And, you say, oh, that's so stupid, Carl. No. It's stupid only because they hadn't thought of it yet. It'll happen. Signed legislation. Oh, this is the 1172, to prohibit children under 18 from undergoing psychotherapy to change their sexual orientation. So if you're a family and your child is gay and you want to, and they're very confused about it and you want them to see a psychoanalyst or a psychiatrist to help define their sexuality, it's now against the law.
They spent time crafting and passing this law even as California's economy goes over a cliff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Extended $100 million annual tax break for California motion picture companies. Okay. Extended $100 million annual tax break for the California motion picture companies. Isn't that sweet? But I wonder if we can get them to give us a tax break like that. What's the other... Oh, he did sign requiring parents to exclude their children from immunization requirements to submit a signed statement. Okay. Oh, there's many things our governor has done for us, including giving a $100 million tax break to his buddies in Hollywood. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. American troops targeted and killed again in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio Simon Owen details what happened live in London.
Dave, 3 U.S. soldiers and 4 Afghan police are among 14 people killed by a suicide bomber in the eastern city of Khost. They were on a joint foot patrol. NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen says terrorists are trying to drive a wedge between NATO troops and local forces.
My message is very clear. We will not let them succeed.
The bomber was riding a motorbike packed with explosives. Dozens of other people, including children, are injured. Dave?
Simon, the Supreme Court's new term started today, and it will include the case of a white woman who claims to be a race victim. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Coming off one of its closest watch terms in decades, the U.S. Supreme Court back in session today, and next week we'll hear a challenge to affirmative action. A woman claims racial preference kept her from earning a spot at the University of Texas. The case could reverse a Supreme Court ruling from just a decade ago, largely upholding the use of race as a factor in college admissions. One thing the court is not taking up, full-body scanners and pat-downs at airports. A Michigan blogger complained TSA's techniques constitute an illegal search. Dave.
Jared, 2 new reports on the economy give mixed signals. A private gauge of manufacturing activity showed growth in new orders in August for the first time in 4 months, yet the government says construction spending dipped 0.7%. On Wall Street, a rally, the Dow up 150 points. It's debate prep time on the road to the White House.
I know folks in the media are speculating already on who's going to have the best zingers. I don't know about that.
President Obama in Las Vegas, where he's getting ready for Wednesday night. Republican Mitt Romney will go to Denver and hold a rally tonight and then prepare. The head coach of the NFL's Indianapolis Colts is going to be sidelined for a while. ESPN reports Chuck Pagano has leukemia, but doctors consider it very treatable. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
10 years ago this week, a sniper shooting spree began, terrorizing the Washington, D.C. area. Now one of the two killers is speaking out.
I am sorry.
Lee Boyd Malvo in a telephone interview with the Washington Post from Red Onion State Penitentiary in Virginia. Malvo was a teenager 10 years ago when he partnered with John Allen Muhammad on a multi-state killing spree. 13 people shot, 10 killed in and around Washington. The pair also linked to multiple other shootings around the country. Malvo now says he was a monster.
I mean, that's what a monster is. I was a ghoul. I was a thief. I stole people's lives.
As for his victims and their families, Malvo urged them not to let his actions victimize them for the rest of their lives. Muhammad was executed in 2009. Malvo is serving multiple life sentences. In Washington, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Police in Winter Springs, Florida keep sorting out yesterday's shooting at a VFW post right before a motorcycle charity ride. Witnesses think that rival biker gangs may be to blame.
I don't believe it was the normal clientele of the VFW.
The two dead and one injured are believed to be from the same motorcycle club. Three countries the U.S. has had serious problems with take the world stage today at the U.N. General Assembly: Syria, North Korea, and Cuba. This as an Iranian who came to New York last week is trying to stay in the U.S.
Continued threat by the uncivilized Zionists.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was here in New York last week to rail against Israel before the United Nations. Part of the entourage that came to New York with Ahmadinejad was a cameraman named Hassan Gol Kanban. A lawyer for Kanban says his client has defected. No other details, and it's not known where the cameraman is at the moment. In New York, Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
Honda is recalling more than a 500,000 Accord midsize cars in the U.S., model years 2003 through 2007. They can have a power steering hose that could leak fluid and catch fire. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning on October the 1st. My gosh. I keep hearing bugles in the background.
You're hearing, you're sweating, you're hearing.
I'm hearing weird things.
What's going on with you
today? Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Maybe I'm going through male menopause. You know, I feel, you know, sweaty, blotchy.
Surges.
Bloaty, itchy.
But you know,
grumpy,
I get the guy.
Nasty.
Sweaty, bloody.
Homicidal. You know, all these things, you know, for male men. Oh, okay.
Crazy.
Sweaty, bloody.
It's October 1st here, and welcome back to the show. You're probably like, what is this? No, we're so happy. And you know what's great about, well, let's just talk about the top of the show. We've got a couple things that we got to get through first, and this is a portion that we love to hear about. It's a number of what's going on with the Wells Fargo Market Minute and Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's going on?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 151 points at 13,588. The S&P 500 is positive 14 at 1455, and the NASDAQ is positive 22 at 3138. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 28 cents at $9.11, and Ford Motor Company up 15 cents at $10.01. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 2 cents at $4.49, and Exo Group is up 11 cents at $8.46. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices in the 10-year Treasury bond, bringing that yield to 1.64%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 38 cents at $92.57. Gold is up $4.50 at $17.78.40, and silver is up 11 cents at $34.69. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo Advisors, Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. They're located at Park Marina Drive. Go on down there and see them. They're going to help you get through that morass of what's happening on Wall Street. Okay. Let's go to Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
Oh, we're peachy, Elizabeth. How are you?
Happy October 1st, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Boy, that sure snuck up on us.
Wow.
It was
okay, so what's happening tonight at the Tea Party meeting?
Tonight we have Elizabeth Amkin, who is running for Dianne Feinstein's seat. And unfortunately, I'm sad to report that Dianne Feinstein was not able to attend. And I know that you're shocked by that.
I am shocked. You know, the fact is that, you know, I've actually written nice things to the senator and said, mm-hmm. you know, because she's done some things that were actually stand-up things. And I wrote to her about them and said, hey, you know, I'd like to come on the show and talk about that. And they don't even answer. I don't know. Maybe it's just, maybe
well,
it's me.
Well, you know, we live in different worlds.
Well, she does. Well, here the thing is that she's got one precinct in San Francisco. One precinct that can outvote like four counties up here in the North State. So she doesn't need to. She, you know what? They don't care. They don't because this is not the way they think. She doesn't want to have to explain some of her votes.
Yeah, and we don't really count up here, so.
Well, moving along, the gal that's going to be there tonight, I heard about her over the weekend.
Yeah.
Somebody had said that they're attending they are excited about attending the meeting tonight so they can get to know more about her, and they like everything that they are hearing and reading about the gal. What's her name again?
Elizabeth Amkin. And, you know, regardless of what happens in this race, I don't think she'll be going anywhere. And there will come a time when Dianne Feinstein will have to step down. So I think that Elizabeth Amkin is perfectly primed to step into that seat.
Well, great. I think it's a perfect time for everyone to come out and meet her tonight. Time and place again.
6 o'clock at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Sounds
so
great.
We encourage people to come out. This is we've had a series of debates for the last several weeks, and I really encourage people to come out and meet the future.
Well, you know, you've had
California U.S. Senate.
Yeah, I mean, you've had them all on. And, I mean, you don't see any place else around here where you get all of the candidates, you know, LaMalfa and Reed and all Daly and Bassetti and a whole gang. You get them all there. And you know, people need to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. And I will say that regardless of what anyone's opinion of the Tea Party is, we certainly provide a forum and a venue for getting the information that you need to make informed decisions.
Yeah, and people go, I wouldn't go there because they just shout me down. You know, you need to go there and take a look because I've never seen anybody get shouted down.
No, I haven't either. So that's probably from somebody that hasn't actually been there.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Tonight. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Coming up, we are really excited to have Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta here. It's the update of what's happening with the brand new October edition of Enjoy. It's exciting. And we're going to come back and hear some good inside stories of what's happening in the North State. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Navajo Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Growdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tub Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tub Truck Challenge, plus the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse, this coming Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs. And it's absolutely free. That's this coming Thursday night, 6 p.m. in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, and about 8:15 in the morning, October the 1st, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yes, it's going to be 100 a day. And so, yes, you need those cold drinks that they serve down there. But trust me, in about 3 or 4 weeks, that coffee, you hold that in your hand, that coffee drinks that they make down there, especially for you at Espresso Joe's, is going to be great. Not only that, they meet or beat any prices for tobacco in this town. Joe and Shelley have done a lot for our community over the last 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Well, you know, I wonder what's going to happen with the, when the leaves change. You know, usually when it's warm in the south and those leaves change, they're more vibrant. So I'm wondering if we're going to have that really great late October, November, where they just pop off the trees, and it'll be like one of those great colorful falls. Anyway, speaking of colorful, Enjoy Magazine is here. It's Monday morning. I always love to see these guys. On the first Monday of every month, we always bring in Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta, and they are the founders and creators of this wonderful magazine you all love, and it flies out of the studio every time we get it, and that's Enjoy.
I love that. And Rhonda says, didn't you get any magazines? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got them. First of all, we hid them behind the desk so we could take a look at them, but I put them up on the counter, and that was, whatever day that was, and they were gone the next day.
Wow. And so you are celebrating a birthday.
Yes, we are.
Gosh, it's our sixth birthday. We've been doing this for 6 years. It's
Yay!
Amazing.
Enjoy Magazine.
You don't
six
look like,
years?
You don't look a day over 50 or 60. You know.
And since then, you've...
And forgive me, because I have been suffering from a horrible cold, so it might sound like I'm talking out of a box.
No, that's right. I'll make sure...
it is in my head right now.
I'll make sure I wipe out that microphone when you're when you're done.
We'll spray ourselves down.
No, we're glad you're here. So, all right. So, and that's... We're in the season where people are going to start their allergies and
school's
colds
back
and
in.
All that stuff. And you've got three kids.
Yeah,
that
they
are...
bring home. They're like little diseased rats.
How would you like to be a preschool teacher? You are sick all the time until you get used to all this stuff.
It's awful.
Well, we got to start getting ours. Take your little stuff that you clean your hands with all the time, right? All right. So, happy birthday! And since you've started, tell us something. What are the? Let's talk about the top changes of what has happened. If you were to say, "Oh my God," in 6 years, we've this, we've that, we've. The three top three things.
We've more than doubled in size, which is huge. Our first issue in October 2006 was 48 pages. The October 2012 issue is 104.
So in a down economy.
So that's pretty awesome. We're pretty proud of that. We've gathered a lot more writers and a lot more photographers. We have a lot more people that are helping us out with the content. So
a lot farther out. Reaching
more community.
Yeah,
you're at 13, or mm-hmm. you're probably N plus now.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's a real.
And not only is it the magazine's birthday, October is the store's second birthday.
How'd
that work out?
Yeah.
Same month we get to do two birthdays.
Well, excited again. Now we're going to be flying to Tennessee in 2 weeks, and we're thinking, you know, I know that the kids have they've got their wish list, but. One of the things that's really charming, is to send a great big basket full of all of these goods, homemade crafts, wood items, mm-hmm. Charms, ornaments.
Jewelry, pottery,
there you go.
Work. I mean, the store has continued to completely expand with the number of products. It's incredible. And speaking of our birthday and the store, if this month you come in to enjoy the store and you wish us a happy birthday, you'll get 10% off any food items in the store. So that's a little caveat for people to remember. And this year also, when you were talking about our gift crates, we're going to be doing a new signature crate this year that's really designed for the purpose of shipping easy. Because the crates up until now are beautiful and they're great to give local, but when you ship them because they're vertical and they have all that product in it standing up and the cellophane and the beautiful bow, it's quite expensive to ship them. So what we've done is we've had the Phillips brothers design a new crate for us where products can lay flat, and then the crate will be shrink-wrapped, and a bow will be wrapped around it, and it'll be able to slide directly into the U.S. Postal Service flat rate. So you know exactly how much it's going to cost you to ship anywhere in the country. It doesn't matter if it weighs 1 ounce or 40 pounds. If you can fit it in that crate, in that box, we'll ship it for you at a flat rate.
What are the hours for the store now, the days and the hours? Because we're getting towards – some people like to do all the Christmas shopping in October.
Started.
Yep.
If you come into the store, we were this weekend, the girls and I were laughing because it looks like we've been really picked over. So we've started ordering heavy, and there are shelves that are practically bare, and we love that. And we love the enthusiasm that shoppers have come in and started to pick out products, and they're already shopping for Christmas. But
I was asking you days and times, and you're going to be restocking. You have stuff in the back.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of stuff. But you know, and when those shelves open, it gives us an opportunity to bring in some new stuff that's kind of been waiting in the wings because we're so small. We are Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Enjoy Magazine, James Posada and Rhonda Ball.
Happy birthday.
We're going to come back, and yeah, it's their sixth birthday here for Enjoy Magazine, and we're going to come back and talk about what's in this issue of Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back. It's a beautiful morning. October 1st here, and our guests are Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine. Let's get into the issue. Happy birthday, by the way. Six years. And 2 years with the Enjoy store.
I don't know what's more fun, being on air with you guys or when we go to commercial break.
I know.
Well, the commercial break is a lot of fun.
Yeah, the commercial break is, and I'll tell you what, there's like good stuff that comes up and sometimes get lost because you're talking. And okay, one of the things that we pulled out that I just find absolutely fascinating, and this guy's going to actually be on a national syndicated series about tattooing, is your page 56.
Jamie Davies of Tattoos, Inc., and this is a really neat story. He's grew up in Reading, and he's a tattoo artist, and what I think is really unique about him is he's not covered in tattoos. He has one tattoo that you cannot see unless you're under a black light.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he's not a big tattooed guy, and, you know, he's a family guy, and But he's an amazing tattoo artist, and he's going to be on the Spike TV Ink Master Season 2, which starts October 9th.
So. I think it's interesting that that's the first store you went to.
Well, I think
you think he's hot.
Well, he is hot, but I think what's really, you know, and what's really interesting here is that, you know, let's clarify that someone could be tattooed from head to toe, and they could be tattooed from head to toe and be a great family person.
Oh, gosh,
it's just a kind of a life choice, like with piercings and stuff like that. And it's strange for me.
No,
because
definitely.
I went through a period that I thought about getting a tattoo, but didn't. But I understand that people like to do a body art. It's a personal choice.
I think the
choice.
Uniqueness is that he's in that industry.
Very unique.
And he's not. You know, because most tattoo artists actually have a lot of their own, or have
exactly.
tattoos and things.
And to think he has a black light, I'm curious about what kind of procedure that was.
Yeah.
He still can say, yes, I've been inked.
Mm-hmm.
So he's experienced what it is to have the needle or whatever they use to go on the skin, but it's not something you can see. So that in itself is really quite unique.
It is.
Yeah.
And I like the layout. I think it's a fun piece that was done on him, and the art, you know, he's on the next page, you can obviously see he's doing a tattoo, and it's of some type of a duck. There's some mallard ducks and things, but it's
beautiful.
Coming directly from a picture that somebody's brought that he's recreating, and it's just so incredibly detailed.
Oh, so Carrie Regan did this story.
Uh-huh.
I think I read as well is that his specialty is in the eyes.
Yeah.
In the eyes of his tattoos, people say, ooh, you know, somebody's got a signature.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, I've always wanted a tattoo, but I just really have a hard time figuring out what it would be.
Because
I know it's going to be permanent. And I have this beautiful shot that I took of my three sons when they were little for a Christmas card that I absolutely adore. And I thought that would be a great tattoo, the three of them. And my wife thinks it's morbid because she thinks that kind of stuff is when somebody passes.
Interesting.
You know?
No, celebration of life.
So her and I are always debating because she's like, I just don't think that that's, you know, the right tattoo. And I'm
have a couple of them. I have my granddaughter's name on my leg, and I have something on my back that was like, I got divorced, I can do what I want.
Oh,
and now I'm going,
It's freedom ink.
Did they spell it right?
The one on the back, though, is very signature of who Rhonda is. I mean, if anybody knows Rhonda, you know that she loves The Wizard of Oz.
Well, let's see it.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we're not going to see it during the show here. Okay.
It's pretty faded now.
Pretty faded. Okay.
That's what happens to things that when they age.
at least you hope the dolphin doesn't turn into something large like
a dolphin. Yeah. It's a blue whale now.
Yeah. No. The light grows stronger as we get older.
Right, here we go. Okay, what's the next one here?
Well, we also like to point out, because it's a great thing.
James is going, you know what, let's just call the police right now. Because on the way back, as they walk back to enjoy, there's going to be blood on the sidewalk.
No, they're a good friend.
This is how we work.
Yes, that's
how he treats me.
Stimulating it.
The abuse.
You know what, well, we have it on tape, so you can use it.
It's like ice water on the face.
Yeah.
Keeps those pores
on
shrunk.
Page 33. We're featuring Quiet on the Set, which is the silent film festival, takes our viewers back in time, and it's the Shasta County Arts Council. We'll be happy to take you back in time, and again, this is their seventh annual silent film festival, which will be on October 19th through the 20th at the Old City Hall in downtown Reading. There'll be six feature-length films and a collection of comedy shorts. Frederick, what is that?
Hodges.
Uh-huh. Noted. He actually, this is what's cool about it too, will be there. He does ragtime and
he accompanies
the film live.
And he's well known. He's a very well known guy, and he lives.
So the films are silent, but the music's being performed.
Just like it used
live.
To be when it was back in the days when they had silent films. They'd have piano players there putting music to it.
See, I didn't know that. I figured that it was in the film, but actually, if it's a silent film, then how would it be there? So, da-da.
I
stay with me. We'll come through this.
On Turner Broadcast TCM, which we love to watch, there'll be a silent film on, and we'll watch
Thursday
it.
Nights.
And is it for Thursday?
Thursday nights will be like six or seven of them, and of course, they put music to it. But it's, but that's the way they used to do it was. And sometimes they'd even have orchestras, you know, in there playing while these films were going on. And a lot of these silent films were only when they first began, were only 10 10 or 12 minutes long.
Really?
Just like the ones here.
I don't remember for Silent Film, sorry.
Oh, you don't? I was going to say.
I have a great history, historical vault, or vault with historical vault.
You don't remember Silent Film.
I don't remember that. Okay.
That's amazing. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about bartender Frank.
Are you on it?
Yeah,
so
I
we
really
can talk
do.
About that, but I also want to talk about you've got a lot of stuff in there for Big Bike Weekends coming up,
we do.
And you know that's it's really going to be big this year. It's going to be it's down there on Hilltop and lots of vendors. It's going to be covering a few city blocks down there. So you've got a lot of stuff here and there, which is
I'm begging my mechanic. He's jetting my bike, and I hope it's done so that I can take it out.
There you go. Get all that stuff done, because it's going to be a great day for rides, including this weekend out at Harley-Davidson.
Yes.
We're going to have some stuff going there now at Reading Harley-Davidson. Nice. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Enjoy Magazine's with us, and we'll take a break now and be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Giangrasso. The U.S. Supreme Court rejects an appeal on airport scanners, refusing to consider a Michigan man's challenge to the use of full-body scanners and thorough pat-downs of passengers at airport checkpoints on the grounds that use of screening techniques violate passengers' constitutional protection against illegal searches. But some other controversial questions will be considered.
One of the term's most anticipated cases comes next week. A lawsuit by a white applicant who says she was denied admission to the University of Texas because of the college's race-based admissions criteria.
Fox's Shannon Bream. In Afghanistan, three U.S. troops and a translator are among at least 14 people killed in a bombing today.
A suicide bomber loading a motorbike with explosives, then driving it into a military foot patrol of international and Afghan forces.
Fox Radio Simon Owen. At least 57 others are injured. Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulation. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen,
a conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabody, 35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, good place to go to get a haircut. I mean, it's just a good time down at this barbershop. I mean, you walk in, it's like Cheers. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guests today are Enjoy Magazine with Rhonda Ball and James Masada, and it's their birthday. It's the sixth year of the sixth birthday or anniversary of Enjoy Magazine, and this is quite the interesting.
What issue is it, Rhonda?
It's our 74th.
Yeah.
You knew that went right off the top of your head. Okay, so at the break, we talked about, before the break, we talked about the Squire Room has been around for how many years-ish?
Well, I think it was
to the 50s.
Back in the 50s.
Yeah. So back in the 50s. It's been a Reading institution.
It is.
Yeah. And we're talking, you have a little shout-out to bartender Frank.
Everybody knows
Frank. In fact, I don't know if you remember Slam Buckra, who was a musician in the area who passed away about a year ago. He wrote a song about Frank. So Frank used to play it in the Squire Room every so often. And he said he still has it.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Squire's right around the corner.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We've been on the back side of Crown Camera.
Yeah. We've been there for some meetings.
Uh-huh. Been meetings there. We've been meetings there.
It's a
lot of
police room.
Meet there.
Yeah. I like the ambiance. I haven't been in a while. I've heard that it's changed, but when I used to go there, I don't know much, but it used to have the glowing bar that was kind of in the red light, and it was signature for the two, to the two fighting roosters. I was going to choose.
Really? Well, we went there. I think everything was like still orange Naga hide. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, there used to be. I had never been there, but I guess they used to actually serve steak and stuff.
There was one time they were a big restaurant there. Uh-huh. So, yeah, the Squire. So.
But Frank's been working there since 1970, so he's been there, what, 42 years?
Huh. I bet he's seen some changes.
And he's a pretty intelligent guy. When he came here, he was a teacher, and he came to the United States when he was 25. He was born in Iran, and when he came here, he was a teacher in Iran, went to school, and got his master's degree in business administration from... he got his teaching, and then went to Chico State and got his master's degree in business administration. And he's been at Squire Room just because he just loves people. And that shows, because people just go to him and people love him. And from what I understand, he's been autographing the story to all kinds of people. He's gone through.
Fabulous.
Yeah, he's gone through already a box of magazines. So, and he wants more.
Does anybody ever think about having a private party at the Squire Room these days?
Well, there he is.
There he is.
Matt Briner, one of our designers, our old designers that's now on his own, they have something called the butt face ball that they've held there for several years.
Of course they would. we'd like an invitation.
Why don't you ask Rhonda? Because Rhonda's the life of the party.
What happens at the butt face ball?
Well, pretty much what it is.
Okay.
Well, you can figure out what does a butt do, and then you get a butt faced.
I haven't seen that in Enjoy Magazine.
No.
It's more of a private thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's speaking of butts, let's talk about the people who have iron butts.
Ooh, yeah.
We like that.
Women of Harley.
Yes. Yeah. Right. We like that.
We have another great story that I love just because I like motorcycles, and it's on page 38. It's an incredible double-page spread, but it's a three-page story, and it's called Ride to Love, Love to Ride, on the Road with the Ladies of Harley. And this is a shot of them crossing the Shasta Dam. And it's just an article that kind of, rejoices in motorcycle riding and points out, that women are a big part of that now, and it just continues to grow. They talk about the national average that, according to the Ladies of Harley, 8% of Harley riders nationally are women. But locally, the Harley group is made up of 18% women and continues to grow.
Well, Harley Davidson is actually building building some of their motorcycles from the ground up for women.
Really?
You know, yeah. So they don't have a long reach. You know, they're set a little bit lower in this, and they're built for women riders because they are. Women are becoming a significant number for that.
I like the trike thing. I think I've never said that I would ride by myself. I like to ride behind Carl, but if it came to a trike, I think I could get real game with that.
This weekend, Harley Davidson, a shameless plug that we're giving to them, but Reading and Harley Davidson is having a big weekend here on the 6th, and they're going to be giving letting you ride all the different bikes, test drive all these bikes, and I would encourage people that have never thought that they might, but are still a little.
You know, if you do it with savvy and do a little training, like I said, we've also done stories with you guys on air about the Red Bluff bike training, and which I went through, and it really actually builds a lot of confidence that, you know, you can do it. And that's what's nice about Harley is that you're cruising. You're not like on some crotch rocket that's, you know, out of control. You can.
Well, I'm going to try the trike this weekend.
Yeah. That's what my mother and father-in-law write. Is a Harley trike.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
Well, we've got Big Bike Weekend coming up here a week from, it's coming here on the 13th.
October 12th through
starts,
the 14th.
Yeah, it starts really, the night of the 11th, everybody's getting together, the 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Ladies of Harley will be there.
Ladies of Harley, there's going to be a lot of people there, a lot of people coming to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. Our guests are Rhonda Ball and James Masada of Enjoy Magazine. It's the 6th birthday of Enjoy Magazine, and we're going through some of the great parts of this month's magazine. We'll be right back.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers. But
remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
I remember when
Yeah, it's when we bought this station. Call on the Free Fire Radio.
I love that.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Redding Crown Motors and the guys down there, men and women down there, get your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram. If you need a car, truck, or SUV, they've got one for you, new or previously owned. They don't care. They've got the deal. The only thing you have to do is show up and let them give you the best deal that you're ever going to get on a vehicle. And then they're going to take great care of that vehicle for you. They take great pride in the way that they take care of vehicles that come into their maintenance areas here. So stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors, great people doing great work for the community. Our guests, Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. Okay, what's next?
Well, what's next is a little fun article that kind of talks about Vic's Branding Iron restaurant in Cottonwood that's part of the Auction Yards. And kind of one of those old-time mainstays. I got the pleasure of going down there to take some photos for Rhonda for this, and I had a lot of fun, learned a lot. Got to go to the Inside Stockyards and check out the restaurant, which, you know, a lot of local cowboys come hang out, but it's been there forever. And, you know, the Vic talks about all the cowboys that come in and they have their seats. There are 18 bar stools there at the counter and everybody owns one. And, you know, they got to get there early, early in the morning. Otherwise they get all bummed out because somebody's taking their seat.
And there's gunfights in the
air.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
But, so some of the pictures I have in here, there's a gentleman by the name of Sam who's our neighbor rancher. It was just fortunate enough to be there when Sam was there, and I was like, hey, Sam, I'm going to take some pictures from Enjoy. You mind if I take your picture? And he was like, ah, sure. So, and a good picture of Vic there. And, it's really cool because they have brands on wooden blocks that are hung all over the walls. And, you can spend a lot of time looking at those because there's some real, you know, it's art. I mean, brands are art. I mean, it's amazing what people come up with. And I guess, you know, the symbols mean things like bar and, you know, if it's turned one way, it would be kind of called rocking or lazy or whatever. So that's when you look at a brand, you can distinguish how you would kind of pronounce it verbally, like the Lazy S Ranch or
wow,
Rocking Key Bar.
Okay.
You know, that kind of stuff. So they've got these brands from all over hanging up, and it's just a fun place to go. And
well, according to your article, which is really great, the statistics, it says, he estimates that 600 to 1,000 head of cattle sell each week in the summer and 2,000 to 4,000 every Friday in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So think about how many people come through.
Yeah, and winter is, I guess, a big month for the restaurant.
$1 million a week.
Yeah.
They do $1 million a week, this is what I've heard, at that auction. And in Chicago, which is, you know, they have all the, they keep track of all the stuff. They have everything that's happening at auction going through Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money that moves through Cottonwood during the auctions here. And people, I don't think, realize how much money is in there.
I know. Well, beef right now, too, and beef prices have been high. So the beef market is strong right now. So it's a fun place, and
it's a great place to go eat.
And when you go eat, I know that when Sam was sitting there easy, I saw his breakfast. But they have like this, one of the sides is like the little smokies, the little weenies.
That's Carl's favorite.
I know.
You love that.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yeah,
that's one. That's part of the
Vienna,
one of the sides
Vienna
on their breakfasts.
Yeah,
the little smoky.
Oh yeah, the little smoky. Okay, yeah, like I've, you know, yeah, I'll just do that and have a Roto-Rooter of my arteries right afterwards. You know? Don't you know what they have? Great breakfast there.
They do. I just encourage people. You know, that's what we love about Enjoy Magazine is sharing these great dining places. And you know, it's fun. I think as you know, a couple or even as families, just to like take an issue once a month and pick one, and they actually go to those locations and just check it out, because you never know what you might find. You know, it's kind of adventure, and
you make new friends.
Yeah,
meet new people.
Tell them you saw it and enjoy.
I love cowboys. Mm-hmm. I just like cowboys anyway. Going back to the, you know, the
howdy, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Well, you know,
want to go riding with me today?
Usually, in general, it's just really cool the honesty of most people that work the land, and they have to work with animals.
Hard workers. Oh my gosh.
Hard workers, and they it's sun up to sundown, and it's kind of a, if you're good to nature, nature's really good to me. And then there's, of course, times when storms come through. It's a kind of like a, it really is an analogy to life. Mm-hmm. Just how we live life. If you compare it to nature, it'll be good to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Okay, I'm just going to take a quick break. Come back, and
well,
I just blew everybody right out of there. Right.
Well, I think Ron and I were both looking down at the magazine trying to figure out what we were going to do next.
Okay, now you're going to have 2.5 minutes to figure it out. We'll be right back. Roll in the walk.
Just a small town girl.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Is speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Nabot. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. Hey, yeah, that's right. We've just been talking about it. Big Bike Weekend is coming up. This Saturday, they're going to have a big day out at Redding Harley Davidson at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. You get to try out different bikes, get to see the new bikes. It's going to be just a great time. Food, beverages, everything out there. Go on out to Redding Harley Davidson there. Give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Now, it's not too late to get that motorcycle for Big Bike Weekend. Experience the ride, live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson. Locations for magazines. Our guests, Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. Where can people get them? We don't have any left here because gone.
Yeah, well, if you snooze, you lose these days. It's usually about the first 6 days they're gone. You can always usually get, we try to hold some back issues just for that purpose at our offices, which is on 1475 Placer Street. However, we mail over 10,000 magazines, and then we have another 10,000.
You mail 10,000?
Uh-huh. And then we have another 10,000 that go on rack locations throughout all those counties.
I didn't realize you mailed 10,000. Yeah. I knew it was in the thousands, but I didn't realize it was up to 10,000 already.
Our website has a really good list of where the magazines are.
Okay. Yeah. Now, and for people that just asked about the Hoyt dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog culture thing. You can get your tickets at the Enjoy Store.
Or at Animal, All Animal Grooming. Right. I believe they're going to have the tickets, too.
And for people that say that we want to listen to politicians, don't worry, you'll get your... Trust me, this week and next week and the weeks after, you're going to get your fill of politicians.
What, they don't say, like really? That?
No, no, it wasn't that. They were just saying, are you going to have somebody on? And I just said, you know, hey, this is what we're, you know, trust me. You're going to do
this. This is drowning. Our spot, darn it.
Frankly, this, we love Enjoy Magazine. You guys.
We love
Well, you know what? The first of each month, we like to start our month off with this.
It's a happy time
because you open up the paper, you listen to the news, and it's like, oh my gosh, people killed, all these other things. Here you've got a exquisite magazine talking about our North State, and it's done so well. I mean, it makes you happy.
And beautiful graphics and beautifully done, and it's just a class act. And so you look at that, you feel proud to know that there's a magazine of this nature in the North State, right here in Reading, right out of Reading.
20,000 magazines a month.
We can send it anywhere, take it anywhere, and say, this is where we live, and this is the stuff going on. And we're involved with this, this, and this, and we know, you know, this is our community. And after a while, it's just, you know, just watch you grow from the very onset. Congratulations on your sixth birthday. Enjoy Magazine. Yeah. And don't forget to go buy the Enjoy Store. What would you say is your biggest seller?
I get that question a lot.
Do you?
And it's very strange because the reality of it is really so diverse. We would think. I mean, there are a few things that stand out. You know, certain food products. We sell a lot of beer brittle, which is awesome. A lot of different olive oils. But it's just, you know, it really tons of soaps. Lavender, you know, products. It just really depends on what you're looking for. That's the nice thing, again, about our readership. It's a broad demographic. Same with our clients that come in and buy
products.
Anything
from motorcycles to plastic surgery your readership is so diverse. It covers anything from articles and people interested in motorcycles to bartenders,
to tattoo artists.
I mean, come on. I mean, you cover the state here. What's your favorite one, Rhonda, in this one, your favorite story? Do you have one?
Oh, you know, I love the Haunted History story, which is about a guy from Reading who lives now in Eureka who started a haunted history tour.
This is a good
It's a great story, and it's he takes people around downtown, old downtown Eureka, and there's all kinds of like ghost stories and things like that about a lot of the places in old town Eureka, and it's a really neat story. So I really like that one, but I really also love the Jamie Davy story, the tattoo artist. I think that was great, good story.
Well, great. And so, again, you get new items in every month in the Enjoy Store.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Tell our listeners again where you're located.
1475 Placer Street, and that's Suite D. We have a big blue awning that says Enjoy the Store, and we're right next door to Spoon Me Yogurt.
And you can pick up magazines there if you don't get, if you
haven't. And we have a new neighbor coming in we're really excited about that are two doors down from us on our side, which will be another awesome reason to come downtown. There's going to be a new place to have services and shop and stuff.
What's it going to be, or you can't say?
I don't know if I'm okay to say.
Okay.
But I'll say it again later, so don't worry about
it. Okay, that sounds great. And then we have another business that we heard of that's just going to be, today's your grand opening. Sky Restaurant. It's where Yaks used to be on South Street, and it's Mediterranean cuisine.
Oh, yum.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we wish them the very best. They used to own Jernigan's or be part of the Jernigan's Market, and they've branched off, and they were
opening up today?
Yes. Yeah. So that's really nice. And we're thinking, what's happening? Well, businesses are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to pick up an Enjoy issue, and you'll see exactly what's happening in the North State. There is positive energy. Just always remember, positive energy, a good place to live, great community. And you've got 13 different
counties
that you're in.
Yeah,
that's right. And, gosh, you know, this whole week we've got a variety of guests coming in. Anywhere that we're going to be talking about your hearing. which is something that sneaks up on you. But how, you know, testing your children and mm-hmm. from childhood all the way in as you get, as you get somewhat older. And if you're in those types of sports like heavy duty motorcycling or shooting, or if you've been in the service, you know, it's good to keep up and stay on top of that.
Or plus, how about in a rock band?
That's right. Yep. Miss MacArthur's going to be on this week.
My dad races cars all the time. Oh, yeah. He can't hear anything now.
That's right. A lot of people coming on this weekend. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
And Rhonda. It's really great. Well, you know what? I really think this magazine is great, and I'm just, and like I said, I'm bowled over. Mail out 10,000 issues, and 10,000 others are just taken and gone.
To the public.
That's right.
Free. Fabulous.
Yep.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. NATO confirms it's 3 American troops killed in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio, Simon Owen, monitoring live in London.
Lisa, 3 U.S. soldiers plus 4 Afghan police on a joint foot patrol and all killed when their group was rammed by a bomber on a motorbike packed with explosives.
The insurgents are trying to undermine our partnership and to drive a wedge between us.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says he's determined terrorists won't break up the relationship. Today's attack also killed 7 civilians and it's left dozens injured. Lisa?
Simon, time to huddle in the presidential race ahead of the first debate. President Obama prepping with top advisors in Nevada. Mitt Romney will hunker down after one last rally tonight in Denver, where the debate happens Wednesday night. And you can hear it live on many of these Fox News radio stations. Body scanners at airports won't have to survive a Supreme Court challenge. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in